I'm with Helen Mary Jones, the MS for Mid and West Wales. Helen Mary, we've heard the First Minister's announcement today at the briefing. Not a great deal of change there, a 5 mile travel limit, and you can now stand in your garden and chat with your next door neighbour. Has he gone far enough in your view, especially for the constituents you represent, in a predominantly very rurally isolated community with farming at its heart, where travel is essential?
Well, I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest. I think we've supported, Plaid Cymru has supported the Welsh Government taking a more cautious approach. We think that what Boris Johnson's government is doing in England is reckless and really dangerous and risks another spike in the virus. But this 5 mile rule makes no understanding of what life is like in rural communities. And what's normal, really. I've had so many emails today from people who have got grandchildren 11 miles down the road, elderly parents 15 miles down the road. You know, there is no more risk for those people to get into their own vehicles and drive that 11 or 15 miles than there is for somebody, probably less risk than for somebody walking half a mile in Cardiff. And it just shows a government that doesn't understand our rural communities. And I find that really frustrating. It's not as if they haven't been told. So we in Plaid Cymru have written to them today, written to the First Minister to ask him to reconsider, because I'm really worried that people in rural communities are basically being discriminated against. People who live in big towns will be able to see the ones they love. And we all know how hard that is not to be able to be with people you really care about most. And people have been so patient. And essentially, it basically means that people in Cardiff and Swansea will be able to have that relief to be with the ones they love again. And my constituents, many of them won't. And that's not fair.
It's quite a random number. He was questioned on that and asked what the scientific research and evidence was based on, 5 miles, 10 miles or 15 miles. His only answer was, the further you go, the more chance you've got of contracting the virus. Are you happy with that? Is that something that you accept, or would you say, look, you know, we have to have far more grey area here, a little bit more, you know, sort of ability, flexibility then?
Well, I've had it put to me by constituents today that it's a 5 mile rule because that's about the strength of one side of Cardiff to the other. Mm. And I really, really hope that that isn't true. And I think that you know, people have been so patient, haven't they, Alan? It's been so difficult. You know, I'm sure both of us personally, there'll be people we're missing. And I think to ask my constituents not to see the ones they love when people in Cardiff can is just wrong. And it isn't true to say that it's a simple calculation of the further you drive, the higher the risk. You know, one gentleman wrote to me today driving from 11 miles in Pembrokeshire. Now, we've been really lucky in West Wales. Not just lucky, actually, we've been disciplined and our health services and our local authorities have worked hard and we've kept the reproduction of that virus really low and we want to keep it that way. So driving 11 miles from one part of Pembrokeshire to another or 15 miles from one part of Ceredigion to another is probably less risky than driving 5 miles from one part of Cardiff to another or from Cardiff to the edge of Newport. I really hope he isn't wasting the goodwill of the people of Wales. You know, this can only work if we all stick to it. If we all just said no, the police would never be able to police it. Yeah. And he really needs to understand how upset my constituents are today.
Right at the beginning of the outbreak, the pandemic, we had this sort of mass coming together, in it together. As time has worn on, obviously, the political knives have come out. There's been carping from the sidelines. Some people might say, look, you know, Plaid Cymru here have been hypercritical of the First Minister, Mark Drakeford, for quite some time. They've been really getting at him here. Is this political point scoring, or do you have legitimate cause to actually ask these questions and criticise his government?
Well, it really isn't, Alan. You know, all of us want the Welsh Government to succeed right now. All of us want to be able to come out of the lockdown, to be able to get back to work, to be able to be with our friends and families again. And for that to happen, the Welsh Government has to succeed. Now, we've only been critical where we've had to. And I'd make a difference between different parts of Welsh Government. So, for example, I'm our shadow economy minister now. The economy minister, Ken Skates, has met me once a week at least, given me his personal phone number. He's taken on board ideas that we've presented. He's dealt with cases of individual businesses who've been at risk that I've brought to him. Very sharp contrast with, say, Vaughan Gethin, the health minister, who, unless it's his idea, he doesn't want to know. And some big mistakes have been made. You know, we should not have had to wait this long to get the testing regime even close to right. We should have been running with tracking and tracing right from the start. We should have locked down some of those big, you know, you think of the Stereophonics concert that happened days before lockdown, and then we had a big spike of infections in South East Wales. So the job of a good opposition, Alan, at a time like this, is where we can to work with the government and support them. And that's absolutely what we've done. Where we can't, or where they won't listen when we're trying to be constructive, we have to put them on the spot. And it's been really interesting in the health portfolio that we've suggested something, oh no, that's ridiculous, that's going too far, blah, 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 and a fortnight later it gets done. Now, in a sense, in that fortnight, people die. And it's our job to be supportive when we can be. And I've had very little to criticise Ken Skates about, to be honest, and hold them to account when we can't, because that's our job. Now, in this particular case, this couldn't be further away from party political point scoring. It really couldn't. This is one of the biggest inboxes of distressed people with emails that I've had since the beginning of the crisis. And you can imagine how much correspondence we've all been getting. And people talking about feeling heartbroken, feeling sick. I was so hopeful. I really thought I'd be able to see my baby granddaughter for the first time. And for no good reason. That's the point, Alan. You know, if I thought it was necessary to keep people in Wales safe, if I thought one life would be saved by the 5 mile rule, then I'd be saying to my constituents, I know this is really difficult, I know this is not what we want to do, but we've got to do it. But it is nonsense. We should be able to move around in those regions where the infection rate is low. They've done that in other countries, and I really, really hope that Mark Drakeford is going to listen and going to understand and put this right.
Well, we put that to the First Minister. One of our first question to him was, look, in your constituency, Mid and West Wales, we have 59 deaths out of a population of 940,000 people. Should he not be taking a more regional approach, looking at the regional R number for Mid and West Wales, for instance, looking at the incidences of cases, and also looking at the geographical, the demographics, and all those sorts of things? We just asked him, is this something the Welsh government is doing? He said, oh, well, you know, I don't think the Welsh people would understand the complexities of taking a regional approach. Well, we do understand the complexities of when we're told 5 miles, we adhere to that. 2 meters, we adhere to that. The Welsh people have been more than happy to adhere to, obey the rules. Do you think that was a really wishy-washy, lame response to that question?
I think it was. I mean, you know, as you say, the Welsh people have been really disciplined. I've been really proud of my constituents because I know how difficult it's been. And I think for him to assume that we're not clever enough to understand that there are nuances in these things is insulting. Now, in fairness, of course, we have got the complications that, you know, not everybody listens to our Welsh media, and people are getting mixed messages because they're getting messages from England. And again, I'll have people saying to me, well, my cousin who lives in Bristol can do this, why can't I do this now? So I can see that he's a bit concerned that there are already those mixed messages there. But we know that the regional approach has worked really well, for example, in France. And what it's done, it's made people comply for longer, the different levels of lockdown, because they can see that it's sensible. What I am really worried about, Alan, is that those of my constituents writing me today, and the hundreds and hundreds, thousands of others will be feeling the same way who haven't, will see this rule, this 5 mile rule. They'll see that it's totally unfair. They know, as you've said, that we've, you know, because of the discipline, we've kept the infection rate, the R rate, really low in West Wales. They know, you know, in Ceredigion, we haven't had a single person die in a care home, for example. And that's because of, you know, good cooperation with health and social services, but most importantly, people doing what they've been asked to do. I am really worried that they will see the total unfairness in this and they will find it very hard to stick to the rules. And of course I couldn't condone that, but you know, I'd find it hard to condemn it as well. This has got to change. He has got to listen, because otherwise we'll lose that goodwill, and none of this works unless the community will support it.
Looking at the economy, he didn't have much news for businesses. He didn't seem to have a clear plan, no clear strategy. He just said, be prepared, maybe in 3 weeks' time. Businesses must be pulling their hair out at the moment, the economy really suffering. Are you worried now, looking at the consequences here and the time it may take for not just Wales to recover, but you know, specifically the constituents you represent in some of the poorest areas of Wales?
I think we should all be really worried. You know, the question is not, are we going to have a recession and a really deep one, but what can we do to stop that tipping over into a depression? And I think the economic risk is like nothing we've seen since the 1930s, to be honest. Now, I think that Welsh Government are doing a reasonable job of the firefighting, to be fair. You know, they haven't reached all businesses, but they have been prepared to listen when I and other MSs, I can't get used to calling myself an MS yet, they have been prepared to listen when we've gone and said, well, you've left this group of people out, can you try and do that? We're expecting another phase of the Economic Resilience Fund, which will help businesses in the short term. What I'm not seeing is a long-term plan. What I'm not seeing is, what opportunities can we take from this? You know, are there different ways of working? Can we do things differently? Can we reshape our economy? Now, in fairness, it's very difficult to think of that when, you know, you're firefighting every day. I mean, my task for today was to begin to write an article about what post-COVID opportunities there are for the economy of Wales. And I've spent the whole day answering distressed emails from upset constituents. So I know it's hard for the government to look forward, but it's really important that we start to do that now, that we start to have a plan, because we've been fortunate so far that the UK government has put resources into things like the job retention scheme, even though that's not perfect, furlough scheme. But they're not going to keep doing that for long. And we need some Welsh answers to our Welsh problems now. And it is frustrating that we're not seeing that.
You've always championed women's rights, and you've been a great supporter of women, certainly that have been victims of domestic violence and so on. That is one of the consequences, really, of this pandemic, or one of the ones that it has been highlighted. But do you envisage now, when this is over, that we will see a big spike in the incidences of reporting of domestic violence?
Well, I'm afraid that we probably will. That's the experience of other countries all over the world, whatever the culture. I mean, I would say that, you know, men will be violent to women, and being stuck in the house together, we mustn't use that as an excuse any more than we use an excuse that a man only lifts his fist when he's drunk or whatever it is. It's not an excuse. But of course, it is more difficult to ask for help. What I would say to any woman listening to this, or anybody who's concerned about a friend or a family member or a neighbour, is do report it. Derry Powys Police have been taking things really seriously when I've been raising them with them. They will, wherever they can, take the perpetrator out of the house. That's the first starting point. And for example, in Powys, I know that the local authority is making accommodation available to alleged perpetrators and not allowing them to go home. But we are going to face a big, you know, people who haven't been able to report while this has been going, or while lockdown has been going on, as soon as, whether it's she's able to go back to work or he's able to go back to work, or the kids are at school and you can pick up the phone, we're going to see many, many more women needing help. And we haven't yet seen the additional resources into our refuge services and our advice services that we need. This has been a bit, Alan, of something we see a bit too much of in Wales, of Welsh Government saying the right thing, but they're not acting. And we haven't seen the massive additional resources that we're going to need into our women's aid services to meet this need. And there's lots to be thought about in terms of housing policy. You know, it's, again, it's the government doing a reasonable job, perhaps, of firefighting, but they're not looking up properly about what's going to happen next. And the advice is there. You know, Welsh Women's Aid and the women's aid organisations have got a very clear idea of what they think is needed. And Welsh Government just needs to listen to them. Of course, that's resources, but compared to the impact if you don't act, and children brought up in that environment, and, you know, even if we just think of the financial cost, this is about investing in families in the short term to prevent long-term damage. And it frustrates me that you've got perfectly good advice going in, you've got Welsh Government saying the right thing, but then it doesn't happen.
We've seen quite a change in the way politics is run in the country, from the rural town councils to the Welsh Assembly at the Senate to, you know, the UK government with the use of technology, cameras, meetings on Zoom as we are today. Going forward, would you like to see this remain? Would you like to see it used in a far more constructive way, whereby, for instance, I've been able to question the First Minister at his briefings? That was unheard of a couple of months ago. We fought for it. We did fight for that right to question the First Minister. Would you like to see a continuation of that, whereby maybe even we have weekly questions from the people taking part in some of these debates and meetings? Because at the end of the day, those people are the very people at the coalface of life in Wales, aren't they?
I think there are some really positive things that we can learn from this. In terms of virtual meetings of the Senate, it's more difficult to scrutinise effectively. But in terms of the committee meetings in the Assembly, for example, my view is that those have been working just as well. Mm-hmm. Instead of our witnesses driving the length and breadth of Wales and beyond, we can talk to them like you and I are talking now. We can have that dialogue. More difficult to do when it's 60 members of the Assembly. And I think your point about the access that ordinary people and that regional journalists like yourself have been able to have has been really, really positive. And one of the things I think we really need to do looking forward is to say, well, what are some of the good things about this? Mm. One of it is that use of technology. I mean, I've got to be honest, I had never done a Zoom call. I had refused to do Microsoft Teams or any of that stuff before this. My attitude was, you can either talk to me on the phone or come and see me. I've learned a lot, and I've learned how effective this can be. I think in our families, we've learned, you know, it's not a substitute of having the grandchildren on your lap and being able to give them a coach, but it's a lot better than nothing. And I think we need to, in terms of, I think there has been spirit of openness. I think, as you say, you know, talking about you being able to interview the First Minister in a way which you probably wouldn't have done before. And I think we need to hang on to some of that good stuff. And that goes into the economy as well, and options for people working at home, and, you know, reducing the amount of traffic on our roads, things like that. So there are some positives to take from this. And, you know, people talk to me about getting back to normal. Well, normal wasn't good for a lot of people. You know, normal isn't good for the one in three of our children in Wales who live in poverty. You know, it isn't good for the women I know who live in rural areas who don't eat anything but toast at the end of the week because they've got to put petrol in the car to be able to get to their little part-time job. So let's not go back to normal. Let's take this as a pause and a reset button, you know, like when you your computer isn't working and you switch it off and switch it back on again. And I think some of your points about accountability and openness need to be absolutely at the heart of that if we're going to get it right.
So it's almost like this pandemic has stirred up a big pot of cowl, and the carrots that people don't like have come to the top, albeit, you know, very visible. And we just have to get on and go with that, don't we?
Do, and I think, you know, there's been a change in a lot of people's attitudes. I mean, let's say, you know, I've been talking for ages about paying social carers the same as we don't pay our nurses enough, but putting people who work in social care on the same set of terms and conditions as people who work in health service. Now, 6 months ago, I was being told that was an expensive pipe dream and it was impossible. Now you won't find many people in Wales who wouldn't be prepared perhaps to pay a little bit more tax for that to be able to happen when we've seen what those amazing people, mostly women, have done. Public spending has become respectable again. I mean, even through the years of the Blair government, they did some very good things, but they were always hiding it. You know, they didn't, you know, public spending was still not okay. Well, I think we've seen a big change in the public mood, and I think we will be able to encourage people to allow public services to spend more, to invest, to change some of the, our roads, our railways, to create the kind of country we want to live in. What's very important, though, is that we take those opportunities quickly, and this brings back to my point about needing to plan ahead. And it's also very important that government doesn't squander the goodwill of people. I mean, we're not going to talk about Dominic Cummings today because that wasn't our country and that wasn't for the purposes of COVID, that wasn't our government. But, you know, we can't have this sense of one rule for some and one rule for another. And I suppose in a very different way, that's what worries me a bit about this 5-mile rule. But there's an unintended, and I'm sure it is unintended, message in that. But some communities in Wales matter more than others, and we can't allow that.
Ellie Mary, it's been a pleasure speaking to you as usual, and thank you very much for speaking to us and taking the time. Diolch yn fawr I chi gyd.
You're very welcome, croeso.